Listener Production.
Good morning and welcome to Far North Queensland Local News. It's Eloise Arnold with you to share the headlines from our backyard and beyond. Here's what we're covering today. Monday, June 5, man charged with attempted murder. David Crisafulli returns to the Far North this week for more town hall meetings and how we can protect our children from cyber predators. A man has been charged with attempted murder following an incident in Weipa last month. It's alleged the man intentionally drove into the rear of another vehicle several times, causing it to crash into a power pole. It's further alleged he then exited his vehicle and assaulted the female driver of the car, who is believed to be known to him. The 26-year-old woman was transported to Townsville University Hospital in a critical condition, which has since changed to stable. The 31-year-old man has been remanded in custody and will next face the Cairns Magistrates Court on July 3. Also making news this morning, opposition leader David Crisafulli will host a Queensland health crisis town hall meeting in Cooktown this morning, discussing the concerns of the community struggling to keep medical professionals. Birthing services have been closed for more than a year now, forcing expectant mothers to travel to Cairns or even Townsville to deliver their babies. Mr. Crisafulli says he's looking forward to hearing from locals on what concerns them most when it comes to their health. The Cooktown Queensland Health Crisis Town Hall meeting will run today from 10 to 11am at the Cooktown Shire Hall. In other news, one of the state's peak bodies for housing has been fair in its appraisal for the new housing minister. Queensland Shelters' Fiona Cornelia says it'll take some time for Megan Scanlon to get a grasp of the job.
It is such a big portfolio with such a huge set of challenging issues at the moment that it will take time to understand not just what one region needs, but all of the regions around Queensland, and to really understand the progress that's also being made as a result of the summit.
Cornelia says we must never be in this position again, where the time it takes to build homes is time we can't afford. And a Queensland police officer says not allowing devices in bedrooms is one way to help protect children from cyber predators. Far North Queensland officers visit local schools each year to teach students about a number of topics, including how to stay safe online. Sergeant Nigel Dalton says parents need to be aware of how their children use their devices and have rules in place, including only using them in common areas. Let's take a look at some sport now. The Northern Pride have climbed up to 7th place on the leaderboard following their impressive win yesterday. Round 12 of the Q Cups saw our Pride defeat Ipswich Jets 30 points to 18. Next, the Northern Pride will enjoy a bye before they take on the CQ Capras in round 14. And the North Queensland Cowboys were in fine form yesterday afternoon when they took on Melbourne Storm. The Boys in Blue defeated the Storm 45 points to 20, which has seen them climb to 14th position on the leaderboard. Cowboys winger and debutant Semi Velame made his mark with the club, securing 3 tries for the side. Next, the Cowboys will enjoy a bye before they take on Penrith Panthers. Thanks for listening. Catch you later for more local news.